The gospel today is one of those gospel that kind of not easy to understand. Just by saying, did you know, do you know that I came for peace? And Jesus said, no. I come rather to have division. Division. The word division. Most often than not, we take the word division as a negative word. Like dividing us. Right? It's just like when our children are fighting, we divided them. We separate them to have peace and harmony in the house. But Jesus is telling us differently, that he wants us to be divided to have peace. How can that be? Similarly, he is doing what the God the Father is doing as well. In the beginning of time, God the Father just saw chaos in the universe. And what God the Father did? Separate. Separate the day from night and day. He separated the earth from water and dirt. Separation. So there is something positive in division. But what is really Jesus is telling us? Jesus is telling us, by way of telling the truth to the people, it will definitely cause division. Because some will believe him and some don't. So is he talking about religion now? Is he talking about that we must be divided among against our other religion? Like the Protestants, the Muslims, the Buddhists. Is he talking about that? I guess not. Because they all believe in God. They all believe in higher supreme being. But what does Jesus wants to divide? He wants to divide those people who believe in God and who doesn't believe in God and believe in only in false God. Because that way, these people, not you, these people who doesn't believe in God, but only to false God, can see through those people who believe in God, the goodness of God, by way of living the life. If we only show to everyone here on earth, especially those who don't believe in God, that we ourselves living the truth, living the teaching of Jesus, perhaps they might soon believe in him as well. And this is the challenge of Jesus giving us today. Because people, let's face it. Those who were Catholics before, or those who believe in God, let's not just exclusively for Catholics, but for those who believe in God, are now separating themselves from God. Why? Because that's not what they see in this real world. They see division, a false division, a negative division. Because what they see is because people are not living the gospel anymore, or are not living what God or what the religion is teaching them. They're not living the faith. And sometimes we are not living the faith. We always say, yes, we believe in God, but by words only, not by our action. My brothers and sisters, this is the message of Jesus Christ to all of us today. That He came to divide us, to divide our hearts, for us to see the truth and for us to see what's evil. And given us, each and every one of us, a free will to choose as well. And He wants, of course, us to choose the good things that we see in our hearts. But we don't have to choose only. We need to live what we chose. We need to live what we believe. Because if you don't live it, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's just like going to the mass and then what? Nothing. Nothing. It's just like we go to the cycle of everyday life. Without thinking what we had learned from today and apply it next week. Or what we have learned from the Lent, the season of Lent, and apply it today. Or the Advent. Do we? Do we? So I invite you, my brothers and sisters, not to divide ourselves or separate us from God, but to think about what He teaches us every day of our lives. Not only every Sunday. Not only every season of Easter. But every day of our life that our brothers and sisters are living. We must live the faith as others do. We must live what we promise in the sacrament of baptism. Believing in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who will give us the flame of love, refining and purifying us. Each and every day of life, if we only try and try and try and try to live the faith, we will go into the perfection that Christ had showed all of us. Because if we cannot say, oh, I'm human, I'm not perfect, we cannot go step by step. We know our limitation, right? But Christ Jesus showed us the perfect human. And if He can, we can too. And so the division this is talking about, it's not separation. I remember my professor just said, if you're deciding something that will cause division, then you need to think about it. But here, Jesus is not talking about that. He said, really, division. and no compromise. This is the teaching. Live it. Believe it and live it. But if you can't, try it. Try it. Try it. And as I said, this is the promise of the sacrament of baptism. That we all die of ourselves, of our will, and submit and surrender to the will of God. Again, that's division. Division from our will and division from our God, and from the will of God. That we see the good and the bad. And so, my brothers and sisters, think about this. Think about this. That we do not go to Mass only. Of course, we need to receive the body and blood of Christ to nourish us, to strengthen us. But we also need to listen to what Jesus is telling us. Believe Him, and in believing Him, we must live also the faith He is teaching us.